Three Pinoca County firefighters answered a last-minute call last week to help fight the historic wildfire in Jasper National Park, doing their part to battle the fire that has caused so much damage. The province got in touch with me Wednesday night, July 24, to see if we had an available apparatus, said Donna Noble, Protective Services Coordinator and Director of Emergency Management for Pinoca County. Pinoca County Regional Fire Services immediately responded, deploying one engine and manpower from both halls, said Noble. East District Fire Chief Rob Johnson, along with a firefighter from the West District and one from the East, headed out that night. The trio conducted work as requested in their assigned area and were released late Friday morning, likely working all the way through, she said. She explained they may have arranged for a shift change, but it wasn't required, and Pinoca County's three firefighters returned home Friday evening, July 26. While Noble didn't see the fire personally, from her experience, wildfires like the one in Jasper can hide underground and will continue to flare up for some time. Some estimates have stated the fire may continue to burn for 2 months. The battle, I don't think, is done. There will be hot spots for quite some time, said Noble. It wouldn't surprise me if it continued to burn for quite a while. Seeing the devastation, and all those who have lost everything, is very sad to witness and takes a toll on first responders, said Noble. Our hearts go out to the Jasper people on their losses, she said. Kudos to all those that are trying to help, in one shape or form. That is what our province is. We rally together. According to a Government of Alberta wildfire update, as of July 19, the Jasper wildfire, estimated at 32,000 hectares, remains classified as out of control. While the cooler weather the last couple of days helped firefighting efforts, with warmer weather on the horizon, the fire is expected to become more active. The fires in town have been extinguished and crews are working on hot spots next to the town site and other important structures. The Canadian military has been mobilized to support firefighting efforts in Jasper and Jasper National Park. The evacuation order for Jasper and Jasper National Park remains in effect. Reception centers in Grande Prairie, Calgary and Edmonton are providing support to evacuees. As of July 29, there were 123 wildfires burning in Alberta in the forest protection area, 24 out of control, 47 are being held, and 52 are under control. On July 28, the province announced a donation matching initiative with the Canadian Red Cross to support wildfire disaster relief and recovery efforts. With the federal and provincial governments matching donations, every $1 donated will become $3 to support those impacted by wildfires in Alberta. The donation matching will continue for 30 days, starting from July 25. To make a donation, visit www.redcross.ca or call 1-800-418-1111. Read more. Central Albertans should be alert to fire dangers during heatwave.